Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are going to be doing Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we ended on the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we were talking about the Shita of Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah as to when we finish saying Kriya Shema. Again, the Pasuk says, B'shach b'chov kumecha, when we lie down and when we get up. Those are the two times that we go ahead and say Kriya Shema, but what time is that? So we had in our Mishnah one Shita as to when that is the starting time, and we have three Shitas as to the ending time. And the last one was Rabban Gamliel, who said we have until Amud HaShachar. And he said the whole reason that the Chachamim said until Chatzos is because they wanted to be marchik adam min havir. They wanted to keep people away from making a mistake because they understand how the humans work. And we ended with the Gemara that was talking about you could say Shema before Nates and after Nates, both daytime, yet you could fulfill nighttime Shema and daytime Shema. Because again, everything is based on when people go to sleep and when people wake up, nothing to do with daytime versus nighttime. So we ended with Amar Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Chanin, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, on the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Akiva, that you can fulfill your Marv right before Neitzacham, and you can fulfill the Shachris right after Neitzacham. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Bilvad Shul Yomar Hashkivinu. This is as long as you don't say Hashkivinu, because Hashkivinu is referring to nighttime, not just sleeping time. So if you do say Kriya Shema right before Neitzacham, you would not say Hashkivinu. Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar, when Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bava, Hadar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanin, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lav Beferes Itmar. So he said that this, which Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, who said in the name of Rabbi Akiva. This, that he said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds this way. He didn't say this explicitly. El Mikala Itmar. We learn it from a story in which he partook in. Deuzuga Drabban de Ishtak or Behuga de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because there was a pair of rabbis who got drunk at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Again, this is the same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Also, the coming to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and they went to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi when they woke up after dawn. So it was after Alos HaShachar, but before Neitzachama. So they woke up and they said, are we still able to say Kriya Shema? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said back to them, Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon Lismoch Alav B'Shas Adchak. Rabbi Shimon is good enough to be relied on when it's a Shas Adchak, when it's in a pressing time of need. So we're allowed to rely on Rabbi Shimon. So this is how we know that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that Rabbi Shimon is really correct, that you are allowed to say Kriya Shema all the way until Neitzachama of Marv. Now, back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said that there was a story of this children of Rabban Gamliel that they came home late from a wedding, and they said, what are we supposed to do? And we know Rabban Gamliel's shita is that you have until Amud HaShachar, so he told them to go ahead and continue to say Kriya Shema. So asks the Gemara a pretty interesting question. So the children of Rabban Gamliel didn't know until this story that their father held of the shita that you can say it the entire night. This is the first Mishnah in Shas. You don't think they knew that? Of course they knew that. So what are they asking? So the Gemara answers, no, hachi kamrehu. This is what they said to him. Rabbanan pligi lavach. The Rabbanan argue on you and they say until chatzos. V'yachiv ram halacha kirab. And we know that the halacha is that when we have one person versus many, so we have anyone versus the chachamim, we normally hold like the chachamim. So even though these are his children, they said, we know that you disagree with the chachamim, but we have to hold like the chachamim. So that could be, O Dilma, this is what they were asking. Is that true? O Dilma, Rabbanan kavasachs virahu. Or do the rabbis, the Rabbanan, really, they do hold like you that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema all night? And that which they said, it's only until Chatzos, that was only to keep people away from sinning and forgetting to say Kriya Shema. So Amar Rabban Gamliel said back to them, Rabbanan kavasis virahu v'chayav matemahai dekamre ad chatzos kidearchikadam in havira. No, good question, guys. But the Chacham don't actually argue with me in principle. They don't actually argue with me in din. They only said what they said until Chatzos, just to keep people away from sin. But really, they agree with me in theory. The Mishnah then went on and said, V'lozu b'vad amru ella. The Mishnah said, it's not just here that the Chachamim say until Chatzos to prevent you from forgetting to do something, but they say it in other situations as well. So the Mishnah went on and said, it wasn't just in this situation that the Chachamim say until Chatzos just to prevent us, but it was under the statement of Rabban Gamliel. But Rabban Gamliel very clearly never held until Chatzos, so why does that have to say it in his name? So no, hachi kamrahu Rabban Gamliel of Nei. This is what Rabban Gamliel said to his children. The same thing again, that really Rabban Gamliel was telling his children that really the Rabbanan hold until Amud HaShachar, but they just want to prevent people from sinning, and that's really all they want to do. And this is what's going on in the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes into those specific things where it said that the Chachamim do hold that really you do have until Amun HaShachar, but they just wanted to prevent us from sinning. So the first one was Hector Chalav Me'ivarim. This is the sacrificial fats and limbs that can be performed until Amun HaShachar, but we said to do it by Chatzos. V'ilach Yos Pesachim Lo Katani. But if you look at the list in the Mishnah, it never mentioned anything about the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is something where it sounds like you actually do have to be finished by Chatzos, and it's not one of these things where the Chachamim were just being careful, but the actual halacha is that you need to be finished by Chatzos. Or Minhi, if that's true, we have a contradiction based on the following brisa. Kriya Shema ba'arvis, so night Kriya Shema, the nighttime Shema, v'halel b'leilei Pesachim, and the halel that we say at Seder night, v'achilas Pesach, and the eating of the Karban Pesach, mitzvahs an adshei ala Amun HaShachar. It says over here that the mitzvahs until Amun HaShachar. So how could it be? Our Mishnah seems to imply that it's actually only until Chatzos, because it wasn't included on this list that really goes until Amun HaShachar. So which one is it? So Amar Rav Yosef says, Lo kasha ha Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, ha Rabbi Akiva. One is Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, who holds that you actually need to go ahead and do Chatzos, and that's it. He holds like our Mishnah. And the other one's Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds that you really do have until Alos HaShachar to go and do the Karban Pesach, the Tanya, as we have in a Brice of Achlu HaSabasar B'Laila HaZeh. The Pasuk tells us that they ate the meat on that night, that you shall make sure to eat the Karban Pesach on the night of Pesach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Nemar Kam B'Laila HaZeh V'Nemar Alalan V'Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim B'Laila HaZeh. We have a Gzeira Shavah. We have the same words of B'Laila HaZeh by the eating of the meat, and we have those same words by Makas Bechoros, Malahalan Al Chatzos, just as over there, the Makas Bechoros went up until midnight. Afkan Al Chatzos, so to hear, the eating of the Pesach, the Karban Pesach, is until midnight. Amar Le Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says back, Valon Kfar Nemar Bechi Pazon. But it already says Bechi Pazon, that you should eat the Karban Pesach in haste, Bechi Pazon, Ad Shas Chi Pazon. That's referring until the hour of the haste, which is referring to the daytime, because that's when they left Mitzrayim. Im kein matam and lomar balayla. So if so, what's it referring to when it says at nighttime? So answers the Gemara, yachu yehei nechal kikachim bayom. So you might think that just like other kachim are allowed to be eaten during the day, on the day in which they were sacrificed, so too, this Karban Pesach would be able to be eaten during the day and the night. Tamu nomar balayla, balayla hu nechav lo bayom. So we have this pasuk of balayla to teach me that specifically when it comes to Karban Pesach, we say you eat it at night and not during the day. So now, Bishlam, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Isla Gzeira Shava. So I understand Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he has this Gzeira Shava of balayla hazeh, by Karban Pesach and Makas Bechoros to teach us that it goes until midnight. Itzrichu mechtav le hazeh. It needs to say balayla hazeh. I understand that. But the pasuk says balayla hazeh. Why does it need to say this specific night? What's the purpose of this word according to Rabbi Akiva? So answers the Gemara, lemaute laila acher hudas. It's coming to exclude the fact that you can't eat it on another night. You only have one night to eat the Karban Pesach, and you can't eat it on a different night. But what would we have thought? Why would we have thought otherwise? So it says the Gemara, sakadai techamina, you might have thought, ha'ulu pesach kachim kalim ushlamim kachim kalim. So there's two types of kachim. There are two types of sacrificial offerings. There's kachim kalim and kachay kachim. Kachay kachim are things which are more strict, that they can only be eaten in the Azara, they can only be eaten in certain places. But kachim kalim, it's a little more lenient, and they're allowed to be eaten anywhere within Yerushalayim. So you might think that just like Karban Pesach falls in this kachim kalim category, and other karbanos of shlamim also fall into this kachim kalim category, mashlam nechal nishne yom v'layla echad, so shlamim, its normal time of eating is 2 days and one night. Af Pesach nechal shtei leilos b'mkom shnei yomim, v'yei nechal shnei leilos v'yom echad. So you might think that just like it's 2 days and one night, so that could be interchanged with two nights and one day. So the Karban Pesach would be allowed to have the Karban Pesach for two nights and one day. So comes along this pasuk of Balayla Hazeh to teach me now that you only have this specific night to go ahead and eat the Karban Pesach. So now we have to understand, how does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah get this? So I understand we get this, that's how Rabbi Akiva gets that halacha, that you can only eat it on that night and not the next night. But how do we know that, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you can't eat it on the next night? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mi lo sosiru ad boker nafka. So we learned from a different pasuk. The pasuk says you shouldn't leave anything over until morning, but it means that you should eat it all on the first night. So we now need to understand why Rabbi Akiva didn't just use that. Rabbi Akiva, imei hasam hava mina mai boker sheni. If we Rabbi Akiva would say back, no, that pasuk of Lo Sosiru Mimenu Ad Boker is not so clear, because it could mean the second morning, which would mean that you can have it the next night. So that's why he didn't use that pasuk. But Rabbi Elazar Amar Lecha Kol Boker Boker Rishonu, and he says back, no, that's not a valid Hava, I mean, that's not a valid thought, because anytime it says Boker, it's referring to the first night, so that's why he gets it from there. Now the Gemara says, this Machlokas is similar to a different Machlokas. Hane Tanai Kane Tanai. And these Tanaim arguing, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, is a similar to this following machlokas tanaim as well, the Tanya, because the Brisa says, Sham tizbachas ha-pesach ba'arav kivo ha-shemesh mo'i tesecha mi-mitzrayim. The Pasuk is giving a lot of different times. It says, there you shall slaughter the Pesach offering ba'arav, which is like the late afternoon. Then it says, kivo ha-shemesh, when the sun sets. And then it says, mo'i tesecha mi-mitzrayim, when you leave Mitzrayim, which was during the daytime. So we have all these different times that are talking about the Karban Pesach. So which one is it? Rabbi Eliezer says, ba'arav ha-tazoveach, that in the late afternoon you slaughter it. Ukivo Hashemesh ata ochel, and then when sunset comes, you eat it. Umoetes chami mitzrayim ata sorif, and when it comes morning time of the 15th, that's when you burn what's left over. Rabbi Yeshua says differently, and he says, ba'erev atazoveach, when it comes to the late afternoon, you slaughter it. Kivo Hashemesh ata ochel, and when sun sets, you go eat it. This so far is the same as the first sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Ad masayata ochel v'holech, and until when may you go and eat it? Ad moeite sechami Mitzrayim, until the morning time, until the time when they left Mitzrayim, which we know is during the daytime. So the machlokas is on that last point. Is it talking about when you have to burn the leftovers, but you'd have to stop eating it and stuff by midnight? Or is it saying that you have the entire night to go ahead and eat it? So we now go further into analyzing this machlokas with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, "Akol modim kishenigalu Yisrael mimitzrayim lo nigalu ela be'erev." So everyone agrees that the Jews were redeemed from Mitzrayim at night. Because it says that Hashem took us out of Egypt at night. But when they actually left, everyone agrees that they actually left during the daytime. Because the pasuk says that on the next day, on the morrow of the Pesach offering, the children of Israel went with a strong hand. So what are they arguing about? They both agree that the geula happened at night, and they both agree that the leaving actually happened in the day. What are they arguing about? Al shasli pazon. They're arguing what shasli pazon means. This time of haste means in the pasuk. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah savar, my chipazon dimitzrayim. What's chipazon? Chipazon is talking about the haste of Mitzrayim. That when the Mitzrim wanted to be rid of the Jews, so they told them, okay, just leave. That was at nighttime. Rabbi Akiva savar, my chipazon to Israel. And Rabbi Akiva holds, no, the chipazon is the haste of the Jewish people when they actually left Mitzrayim. And that is Daf Tes Amud Aleph.